The governor's budget director listed items that he said must be in the budget in order for Cuomo to agree to it. They include a congestion pricing plan for Manhattan. It would help pay to fix the subway system and making the temporary property tax cap permanent. Cuomo also put in his spending plan the legalization of the adult use of marijuana. The governor warns that if legalizing cannabis is not part of the budget, it will likely not happen at all this year. Cuomo spoke recently on WAMC.
I think if they don't get marijuana done in the budget, you're going to see real trouble on it, and they're making a mistake.
There are also proposals in the governor's budget that are not directly related to fiscal policy, like reforming the state's bail system to end cash bail. Cuomo in recent years has increasingly put non-related policy items into his spending plan. He argues he has more leverage to get them passed as part of the budget. The governor's requirements come at a time when the state's finances are tightening. Cuomo's budget director says there's a $2.6 billion deficit based on lowered tax collections in December and January. And the state controller has determined that there is just $190 million more available than what the governor has determined the state has to spend. Legislative leaders who are due to release their own spending plans were noncommittal about whether they will recommend spending more than the controller's recommendations. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie says his House will certainly try to do that.
We're going to have to do our best to work within the guideline, the framework of that the controller puts out.
Senate leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins says the Senate can live with the controller's numbers. She says they're not far off from what the Senate was ready to agree to before negotiations with the governor ended unsuccessfully.
We can certainly work with it. We're trying to be fiscally responsible, and we will be fiscally responsible.
Senator Stewart-Cousins says she wants to reach agreement with the Assembly and governor on criminal justice issues like bail reform, but she did not say that the deal has to come as part of the budget.
There isn't a holdup. There is. We just want to make sure we do it right. You know, these things have been wrong for a very, very, very long time.
Stewart-Cousins says it's the first time Democrats have held the majority in both houses of the legislature in a decade, and she says some items, long supported by Democrats, were never fully vetted. Those include changing the state's discovery laws to allow defendants more access to evidence held by the prosecution. Speaker Hastie said earlier in the year that he thought the issue of legalizing marijuana for adults should not be in the budget. He said it would be better to work it out afterwards when there's more time to decide the details. But Cuomo and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio recently said they'd like to use some of the revenues generated to help fix mass transit. Because of that, Hastie says he's now leaving the door open to approving legalization earlier.
We want to make sure that you get a marijuana law that's correct and right. And if it could be done in the budget, great. But at this point, I'm not giving up.
Later in the week, Hastie hardened his stance. He said that the Assembly version of the budget will include very few unrelated policy items and will stick to fiscal matters instead. And he says he doesn't think the governor needs to draw lines in the sand on linking the other proposals to the budget. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.